Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we are your hosts. And so today we are here to discuss episodes 4 through 6 of Love is Blind season 6. Ooh. And we are wrapping up the pods and then we're going to do the little honeymoon. So do you want to jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it. And I must say, guys, loving this season. I hope it stays that way.
It's so good. I mean, it's like some of it's a little bit of a mess, but it's like entertaining mess.
Goodness for us.
Yeah, exactly. Versus like, oh, this is just terrible for everyone involved, including the viewers.
So episode 4 is called The Hardest Decision of My Life. And it starts with
episode titles.
Oh, well, you know, girl, listen, when I told you that I was committed this season, I was committed, guys. I sat through 6 episodes straight and wrote things with the titles, all that.
Love it.
But we start with Sarah, Ann, and Jeremy. Again, hate the spelling of his name. Sorry. I know that I'm not alone, though. I saw on Twitter, you know, social media. I was like, yay, everybody.
Ooh. I wonder how he feels about it.
I know. I would hope. I mean, because he could have told them he spelled his name differently. So seems like he's gotten used to it and he's fine with it. He's accepting it.
Yeah. At the very least, he's accepted it. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We don't even know if he's a good person yet. So we'll see.
Right. It's on the table.
But Sarah, Ann, and Jeremy are talking about sex and talking during sex. Like, if you talk during sex, if you're saying, like, ooh, baby, or, you know, whatever.
Then she said she knows people who have, like, whole conversations during sex.
Yeah.
I wanted a little more elaboration on that. Like, does she mean, like, you know, conversations like, oh, yeah, do you like that? Yeah, I love that. Do it like this. Or if she meant, like, hey, did you go to the grocery store today? Remember that we need more milk?
Like, that would be crazy. Yes, you're right. Because I was like, what do you mean? I think a little talking or a little laughing or, you know, a little like, oh, cool, I like this, I don't like that, or don't do that again. You know? Like,
I don't know what she was talking about.
Yes, Sarah Ann, let us know.
The former, because I just can't imagine someone having, like, a chat about their day.
That would be so very interesting.
Because Jeremy's reply was like, if you're having a whole conversation, you're not really doing it right.
Yeah, true, true. So it'd be very interesting. And they talk about how they have a sexual, you know, they have sexual tension and they boast about their connection. Mm-hmm. And Laura seems concerned. So I think Sarah Ann was like in the, I don't know if they had just cut to Sarah Ann. I'm sorry, Laura in the women's quarters or if Sarah was talking in the women's quarters and Laura overheard. Or to Laura, because Sarah Ann and Laura seem to have a face-to-face conversation.
I think she overheard Sarah Ann talking, or at least that's how they, like, wanted to make
made
us
it seem.
Think.
Yeah. And then you cut to Laura, who's now talking to Jeremy, and she's talking about how she made up a pro and con list for him. I do love a pro and con list. and he tears up. Is that what I have? No, she tears up. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to say, did he? I remember that, but, you know, if you wrote it, I believe it. Okay, her tearing up. Yes, I do recall that.
Yes, yes. And he says he's been thinking of her and, you know, thinking of talking to her. And then he says that he's falling for her and that she checks all the boxes.
So I want to make some notes about their little thing. One, she said, so she had, like, the pros and cons list. The pros were, like, really long. She says she ran out of space and it was all, like, what we would deem the important things, like, you know, religion, family values, all that good stuff. And then the cons list were, like, little petty things, like he wears Hawaiian shirts, which really seems to bother her.
I know. Very odd. Like, I mean, like, I get, like, yes, not as an everyday attire, but come on.
First
fun every now and then.
And then, like, so little petty things like that. And she said that she has let little petty stuff like that ruin her relationships before. And I just want to put a pin in that for something that I noticed later. So I wanted to call that out.
Funny.
I will say that so last episode that we recorded, I was like, I don't understand if I'm supposed to care about these people, specifically Jeremy, Sarah Ann, and Laura, or not, because just the way that they were, like, edited, they seemed like they were, like, thrown in there at the last second, like, oh, we need, like, one more couple, let's put these people in there. And that time I only watched it once. This time I watched it twice. And so now I feel that they're a little bit more important. We're paying a smidgen of attention to this time around. So I have actual notes about them.
That was it. I only watched it once. I did do it one time through when it came to the first 6 episodes.
Yeah.
The others will be doubled. Yeah. But yeah. So did you actually catch more of them, or you just felt like it was more because you were focused on them?
Yeah, I just felt like it was more. I still think that like the editing, especially in the first three episodes, were very just like, oh, all of a sudden here's this new couple.
Yeah. I was like, wait.
Yeah. Okay. But I think because now like I know things that like happen further down. Yeah. I'm like, okay, let me actually watch them.
Yeah. That's funny. Mm-hmm. And then we get on to Clay and AD.
Yeah, so she said she felt lost in the beginning, and she kept finding comfort in him, that it's been a blast. And then he says that it's felt right for him the whole time, and thanks her for getting to the point of being the man that he should be. And he mentions how he like shot himself in the foot a couple times, like with the "I need to see what you look like" comment and all that stuff. But you know, she held her ground and made him really think about what's important. And he got really like spiritual, which was nice to watch. He talked about like, you know, why did God send me here? Because it seems like he didn't apply for the show. Like he was approached. He was like, I didn't, you know, sign up with this. I didn't watch the show before. I didn't really know anything about it. But somehow I ended up here with you, and you're already making me a better person. And then he reads her Bible verse about submitting to God and how he will always keep your path straight. And he's never usually confident in following his heart, and he focuses on surface level stuff and doesn't let people get to know the real him. But she saw through that. And then he gets down on one knee and proposes. And she is very excited, and she says 100% yes. So we have our next engaged couple.
It's crazy. Love it. Precious.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Mr. Kenneth and Brittany. And Chelsea and I are going to do our very best to make sure that we stay present as we talk about these folks. Yeah. I hear a slip. Sorry.
Yeah.
But Kenneth and Brittany, still love them. They meet for the first time and they love each other. And they're both in all black, which was really cute. And again, I was like, she could have been Ryan's sister.
Yeah, she really could have. She might be. From the Ultimate. We're going to have to investigate that.
Right, because I keep saying it. I don't look it up. But yeah. I saw somebody else like on Facebook say the same thing. And I was like, yes.
That's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to call out how she, before they met, she assumed that their kiss would be very chaste and respectful. And it was indeed that, which the chasteness is worth mentioning. Because one, they're both like very religious and Christian. And
yeah, and they already talked about, waiting for sex until marriage. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Which, you know, if you're getting married in 3 weeks, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we can hold on. Except for I don't technically know if I want to be married to someone. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, but yeah. I love it for the people who love that, you know. But they seem cute and well matched. And I mean, obviously with that emotional connection, you would expect the sex to be good, hopefully. So
hopefully.
Yeah. But even still, they're being very respectful, you know, of God and their morals. And I think that's definitely going to make all the difference.
Yeah. All right. Now we get into the mess.
Yeah.
So this is the Chelsea, Trevor, Jimmy, Brittany portion of the evening. So Chelsea and Trevor have a pod date. It's very sweet. He gives her flowers. She gives him a bracelet that if she taps it, his vibrates, and vice versa, so they can know when they're thinking about each other.
So that tells me you love me, right? Isn't that I love you, you love me? Like, there's that's no what way I would think. You're getting a bracelet.
Yeah, I don't want anyone else to bug me like
I'm
that.
I'm not even torn. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, Chelsea loves him.
Yeah. Okay. And he gave her his dog's collar, which first I was like, eh. But his dog's name is Chelsea, and so it has like the name Chelsea in a heart. And he also gave her like a rock that he randomly had that said love, but like in Braille. I wonder if he meant it was actually in Braille or if it was just like you could feel it on the top, because she can read it. I don't know, maybe she can read Braille, but I think it just says love.
Mm-hmm. But and you know how you don't believe it? I don't believe anybody these days for the most part. So I'm like, boy. You kept this rock with you all this time, like you intentionally bought it because it had Braille love, or like somehow, you know what I mean? Because like, what do you mean I kept this rock with me all these times that I moved? I can't believe I even kept it. Like, was it non-intentional?
Okay. That's a good question. But either way, it's like, so it's like love is blind, and so he's like, everything is like a sign that they're supposed to be together. And they said something really cute, which this just really stood out to me. He said like their first date when they leave the pods, they should volunteer at a shelter or a soup kitchen. And I was like, oh, that's so precious. And then he blurts out that he loves her. And Chelsea is super excited. She's like, oh my gosh. Like she gives like, she doesn't verbally respond at first. I'm like, girl, he cannot see you. I know that you're excited, but he's over there like sweating. She's like, but he can't see that. So he's like, did she like pass out? Is she upset? Like what? But what she's very excited. And so that's where they end that.
But I was like, still no engagement. What the heck? I was thinking for sure that's when he was going to propose.
Yeah, you would think so if the hold on one second. All right. You would think so with like all the gifts and stuff. You would think like gift day would be engagement day. Maybe they want to spread out the goods.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Now, Jimmy and Brittany have a pod date.
Jimmy and Jessica.
Oh my gosh. I know. I had Jessica in my head.
I know. You already said her in the first part. It's cool.
Yeah. I just feel like Jessica looks like a Brittany. All right. Let me I hope I didn't write Brittany nowhere else. But y'all know who I'm talking about. Okay. So Jimmy.
I don't know. She gives me Jessica Simpson vibes. Like with Nick Lachey. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Okay. I see her as a Brittany. But Jimmy and Jessica have a pod date. And she said their electricity is so strong that they'll probably electrocute each other when they see each other. And
Jimmy, this girl is always extra. But like, I was loving it, but I don't know if I'm fully loving it. I can't tell if the extra is real or extra for the show or what. Or too extra for me. I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know whether or not it's real, but I feel like that's how she always is. If that makes sense. Like, it might be a, you know, put on like, all right, this type of person I want to be. But either way, I think she's always like that. That's just my hunch based off of nothing but my feelings. Jimmy said he's not worried about the love part. He's excited about exploring the lust part. And then he said that when he commits to someone, he's very loyal. So I just want to note that. He opens his gift from her and she lets him know it's very sentimental. And then she was like, since you're a lover boy, I think you might appreciate it. But if not, just pretend like you do, which made me laugh.
Yeah. She definitely had some good, funny points, one-liners.
Yeah. And on her Instagram, she's listed as a comedian, which.
What?
Yeah. Which that surprised me. I was like, you made me chuckle a few times, but you didn't give me comedian. But maybe.
What? I need to go back and look. That's funny. I wonder.
If she's not, you know, in her character, then maybe she's funny when she's on stage or what have you.
She's an improv type.
I could see that for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that until proven otherwise. But she gives him a letter that she wrote a few years back to her future husband and says she was saving it for the man she wanted to marry. And then Jimmy actually chokes up while reading. I'm like, oh, this is so sweet. But
that just seemed so scary to me. Really? I just don't know that that's really the time that you would pull that out. I don't know. I just feel like if I'm the girl, I'm really holding that until you actually propose. And if you're the guy or, you know, our wedding day. And then if you're the guy, I would be like having those boundaries up of saying, hey, I appreciate you giving me this gift. I'm not going to read it right now. I'm not turning you down, but I would rather save it for, you know, that special moment when it's just the two of us.
You know, that would have been really good if he's like, I'm going to save this for.
When it's just us.
Right before the wedding or what have you. That would have been good because it was sweet until Jimmy reads it and kind of like retreats. Like after he got finished it, he, you know, retreated and he goes silent for a little bit. And then he eventually
he's kind of like stuttering over it. And then I was like, she felt like, I get it. She gave it her all, which is great. And then she also seemed to feel like this was her ace in the hole.
Yeah.
But it was almost the same to me as Chelsea's, I look like MGK's, you know, wife or whoever. You know, I feel like it was the Hail Mary save, you know, like, now that I gave you this note for my husband, you've got to be him.
In the letter, it mentions Autumn, her daughter, which obviously her husband should be a part of. But do you think seeing that in that moment kind of shook him?
Like, probably. Oh, it shook him the first time.
Yeah, because I wonder if like that note wasn't presented or if Autumn wasn't mentioned and he just kind of like got lost, which wouldn't have been a good thing, obviously. Like if you're going to marry someone with a child, you need to have that in mind.
Absolutely.
When you're making that decision.
That's gotta
match. I do wonder if it would have made a difference in his reaction to it. But he says like he feels good that he, like she felt that he was worthy of receiving this, but he can't say I love you until he's 100% sure that he's like with the person he's gonna move forward with. And he was like, I'm not saying it with you, but I haven't said it with anyone else. And he was like, my feelings for you go without saying. And she was like, actually, no, they don't. And she's really upset about how he reacted to this. And basically that he needs to figure out what he wants and get it together. So off of that positive note, he has a date with Chelsea. And then he had...
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I messed up my mic the way I was like muting and unmuting. I was trying to respond. Oh. But like, yeah, like for Chelsea, I'm just like, she always comes behind Jessica's like semi-bad end of a date.
Yeah. When I was listening to some other podcasts and they were talking about how while they can't make the decisions for the people, they can manipulate the scenarios. So it's like, because he easily could have had like a date with Chelsea before and then a date with Jessica. So he's not like still reeling from that when he goes in with Chelsea and it's like warping his opinion of everything. But mm-hmm. putting them back to back like that, they know what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, okay, stress, send in Chelsea, go.
Do it. And I still do not understand what it is that Chelsea sees in him when he basically always talks about Jessica to me.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the chase, or not even the chase, the competition, where it's like,
knowing
okay.
that she has a good guy, a seemingly good guy, who wants to pick her. Because he just wants her and only her and has narrowed it down to her. Now she wants to keep her options open and go for the guy who still has competition. Like to
because
her.
The guy who wants you is boring, Alicia. Everyone knows that. You have to keep it interesting. Yeah. I don't think she's doing it consciously. I don't think she's like, this guy is someone that, you know, this other woman wants. So now I want him more. But I do think subconsciously she's like, that is okay. Sad. There must be something. Yeah, Chelsea makes me sad. No, I mean, and I don't mean it in a rude way, but I've just seen so many things. Like, she seems very kind and sweet yes. and like she yes. wants love, but there's yes. so many things. I'm like, oh, Chelsea, stop.
Girl,
no,
don't. Like, we are, you've, if I assume she's watched the show or some shows, like, I'm thinking people this day and age on season 6 should know how to kind of protect themselves to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's just easy to get lost in it, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but Chelsea in general, I just feel like she's very emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get to it later, but she talks about how she's been, like, cheated on in the past and how yeah. she's... And then she mentions a lot about, like, her figure, how she's, like, a thicker woman. She's tall. She's, you know...
I don't remember her saying that she was tall, and I don't remember seeing that she was tall until she... Until...
Yeah, this is later. This is just me, like, my world of evidence about Chelsea. So I just think all those things coupled together. And then here she is with Jimmy. Gives her the big opportunity to, like, be the winner of the quote-unquote hot guy. Which, obviously, sure. no one knows if he's hot.
No one knows.
That most
and
people
I guess,
want him.
And that's the thing. So
and
like,
the pretty girl could, wants him.
He could look like anybody.
Exactly.
But yeah. she's a pretty girl in petite.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that, I mean, and that sucks because it's like, we know beauty, you know, has so many different standards. And so, of course, we're just looking at her and we're just like, Chelsea, you're beautiful. There was no reason to do any and all that.
Right.
It's exactly. like, Jessica, she's beautiful. You know, she's,
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. But anyways, Chelsea, we think you're beautiful and nice. And we just would hope that you choose you.
What's best for your heart. Yeah, there yes. you go.
Yeah.
Choose you, okay. girl. Okay. But anyway, back to the story.
Yes.
In case she was looking for free therapy. Just kidding. We are not therapists. We're not licensed in any way. No. But she and Jimmy are chatting and he comes in basically talking about how his last date was rough, but he's trying not to talk about it yet. He cannot help himself. And then she's like, no, you know, we can talk about it because, you know, we're supposed to be able to help each other out. Blah, blah, blah. But he was like, seeing, you know, that experience was one thing. But whenever I'm with you, I feel really good about our conversations. And I want to go through the whole experience and maximize the opportunity. But now I feel bad with that after her. But with you, it's always fun. And I think about our life together. And then he just kind of says, he was like, I love you. And then she, it was
that
like, oh, my gosh.
Was also, though, very wild. What you mean?
Very wild. Especially because he just told Jessica that he won't tell anyone he loves them until he knows for sure.
Yeah. And now he was like, that letter solidified the fact that that is not who he wants.
Yeah.
So he's just going to go with Chelsea. But it's like, that never sounded like who he wanted the whole time.
Right. Like, I wonder if he knew that, like, no one was an option. Or even if he would want Chelsea, I feel like he should have taken some time to sleep on it. And technically, he doesn't propose at this moment. But, like, you're putting a lot of your cards out there at that point. So it did feel very, and especially in the way it's set up, it was like, well, with her, it was like this. And then with you, I'm having the opposite emotion. So I love you. It didn't seem like it was about Chelsea as a standalone person, but how.
Just the comparison.
The comparison, which isn't great, positive or negative. It should be, this is how I feel about you in this like vacuum of a situation, not how you are compared to the girl next to you.
Right.
But either way, she like slides onto the floor. She is stunned. She was quiet for even longer than she was with Trevor. I was like, you're going to make these men like have a heart attack. And she just lets him know that she wasn't expecting that. She tells him that she wants to throw up, which I noticed she says a lot. I got to a point and I was like, Chelsea, please stop telling us you're going to throw up.
Yeah. I'm like, so you just get queasy?
And this was a interesting note. She says she hasn't told anyone she loves them yet and wants to save it for the person who decides to propose to her. Not for the person that she decides that she wants to marry. The person who proposes to her. She took her own agency out of the equation. Like, just like, whoever does it first, that's the one I'll give my love to.
Right. But then, yeah, it just doesn't seem like that would be the best way to go about it, no?
That's not how I suggest choosing a life partner. But what do I know? Yeah. So Chelsea goes back to the ladies' lounge and she whispers to Laura. I want to be clear. She whispers quietly to Laura on the side, who I think asked her how it went. And then she was like, Jimmy said, I love you. And then almost immediately, Laura goes and tells Jess. She didn't tell her that he said, I love you. But she was like, Jimmy's not your man. And then she was like, what do you mean?
You need to leave on your own terms.
Yeah. She was like, just trust me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Laura, girl.
Yeah, I mean, and she's like, what do you mean? I'm not going to be like, she's like, you should leave. Leave now, girl. Like, good Lord. I was like, I never even saw, you know, Laura and her have a relationship. They just keep cutting Laura out of the show. I wonder what she did to them.
Laura, she's messy. That's what I learned about Laura on my second watch, that she is messy. Yeah, but she starts crying and everyone comforts her. Clay and AD meet. And they see each other and they are both very pleased, seemingly, with the physical appearance. And I was like, their sexual chemistry is on like 100. I was like, they need to get these people a room ASAP. Like,
ASAP, honey.
Kissing all on her shoulder. She spun him around to give him a little look. And if you happen to not be watching this, AD's body is like what you would take to your surgeon's office. Like,
I'm like, goals. Okay, girl, I see you. Thank you.
Right. And she has a very large, well-shaped booty, which will come up later.
Which kind of came up in the beginning as to why her and Clay had the falling out to begin with. Because he's like, I mean, I can't, you know, get engaged until I know what you look like. And he like a big butt. Like, boy.
So it's like, you just got to have faith. And look at that. Paid off.
He's like, I'm sorry. I doubted you.
Yeah. So they were very happy. They seemed to be in love, feeling each other, at least physically, and just excited about their situation.
Yeah.
I think it's messed up that they have to like only see each other for those few minutes and then separate. I'm like, let these people have a night together or something. They have to wait until they get to like the honeymoon location to see each other again. It's crazy. Yeah. So then we jump back in and Jimmy goes in for another date. It's the next day. And it's with Jess. And he was like, it's been a rough few days and it's not fair. Jess, she's ready to fight. And she was like, not fair to who? And he was like, to you. And she was like, why would you say that? And then so she basically knows that he has chosen Chelsea, but he hasn't said it to her.
And he's, so she's like waiting for him to say it, seeing basically if he's got the balls, if you will. Mm-hmm.
And this man is stumbling over his words.
Sick. He's like, he basically just wants her to be like, I know what's up, you know, so he can be free. Mm-hmm. And she's not doing it.
She is not doing it. Go and she girl. Was like, spare me the pity party. She was like, at least you owe me an ounce of directness. And then he was like, I felt something with you. And I'm looking for the wife and mother of my kids. And I know you're an amazing mother and you're going to be an amazing wife for someone else. I was like, oh, geez. Even though, you know, right? Coming, that's not the way you want that delivered.
And like, how did this again just become something out of nowhere all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of not. She always knew he was on the fence about kids. Like, he wanted kids and he of his own, and he asked her if she wanted more kids before. But it just seems very much like
I don't think he's ready to be a instant dad. Yeah, which is okay.
He should have said that though.
Exactly. Maybe she could have met some other guys. It doesn't seem like he was very upfront about that. Of course, there's a lot of footage that they don't show us.
Of course,
but. Like after he took the time to process, it seemed like he was okay with it and not still on right. the fence, hesitant.
And honestly, I was going to say, based off of what Jessica tells us next, like he didn't seem to make that clear to her. You know, right. So she's like, you ruined this experience for me because I could have been exploring more, but I had all my eggs in one basket with you because I'm thinking we're on the same page. And apparently you had reservations about me and you didn't let me know. And he's like, no, I didn't know until just then.
And then that's when she tells him, like, you told someone else you love them. And yeah. So how did you not know? And he was like, yeah. I mean, I still didn't know. I was like, all right, you're
yeah. BSing this out. Is where I say, like, she's extra, but, like, at the same time, I can appreciate it. She goes, so he said he got the clarity he needed after their date. And he, and he read her husband letter anyway, though. That's what gets on my nerves, but whatever. She says, when you see what you missed out on, you're going to choke and need your EpiPen to open you up your airways.
Yes, it's I think a now iconic line.
It's iconic. And I was like, LOL. I was like, he does suck though. He does suck. Like, ew.
And I saw in an interview somewhere that he really does carry an EpiPen. So
holy smokes, that's hilarious. Yeah. I will say, I just want good this is what I put. I just want good things for Trevor, but low key F Chelsea. When it comes, I don't remember what else I was going to say. I think that's it.
If they pick each other, it's max chaos. Cause that's exactly what it is.
Well, I was like, Chelsea's in 50-50 torn. Like, I don't get it. You know, I was like, the girls are also not trusting Jimmy. I don't know what that was about. The girls are also hot. Yeah. Trusting Jimmy. And, you know, she tried to win him over by giving him the Megan Fox clue because for real, like, you acting like you don't know, you know, who Megan Fox is. And you ain't gonna say her name or you thought she was gonna get sued. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, she says she's 50-50 and she just wants to make sure she's choosing a man who will be the ideal husband she wants.
And I just didn't know what she heard of that from Jimmy. Again, I know, like you said, they cut out stuff, but where did that come up?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like it happened at all. I don't even remember.
Like, you know, I remember specific things with her and Trevor. Okay, she likes the mullet. They've talked about, you know, what their perfect day would look like at the house. Oh, Jimmy did talk about he want to follow her around, basically travel. So basically he wants her
use her buddy pass.
and flight miles and rewards. Okay, Jimmy.
However, now that I'm thinking about it, I talked about her, like, being cheated on and stuff. So maybe she wants someone who's going to fly everywhere with her so she can keep an eye on him.
Hey,
and I hear that being a flight attendant is it's like a lonely job, which makes sense because you're traveling and then you're like in these hotel rooms by yourself all the time. But yeah, so maybe she wants, you know, someone she can keep. All right, you work from home. All right, bring that laptop. Let's go.
Yeah, and child. So now we get into episode 5 titled She Lied to Me. Can y'all guess what that's about?
That one I noticed.
They are wrong for that.
They are. But,
I mean, who also was wrong for that?
Yes.
I will say backstory, if we didn't mention it before, she says that he also said he looked like somebody. So he said he looked like Christian McCaffrey or whoever.
McCaffrey.
From the 49ers?
Mm-hmm. He's the quarterback. I'm pretty sure he's a quarterback.
I don't think so. He's not the quarterback.
Oh, you're right.
He's like a running back or somebody.
That Brock Purdy guy is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, he plays on the 49ers. Yes,
we know football.
He's famous. Yeah.
He's dating, though, so somebody famous. Some famous girl who looks really good. Olivia.
Olivia Culpo.
Yeah.
which I think now she's dating Nick Jonas. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was it her? Yeah, it was. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways. He does resemble him. And again, we talked about with Chelsea, you can see if you look like Transformers, Megan Fox, like a corner of her face resemblance, they could be cousins maybe.
Yeah. I don't think she doesn't look like
one's just talking about her face. And I think you should always, you know that too, when you're talking about you resemble someone. She did say dark hair, blue eyes is the only reason why.
Yeah.
She did say that. I just would never throw it out.
I would have never thrown that out.
Like, I'm never throwing out Beyonce. You're never throwing out Rihanna.
Thing. Like,
yeah, I'm not doing that ever.
Yeah, it's like, sure, we could say, like, you know, I'm a lighter brown skinned black girl with, you know,
occasionally wear glasses.
Right.
got me some locks going on.
Yeah, no,
but no.
Yeah, just don't, you know, especially in a situation where they don't see you first. If here's someone my girl kind of looks like Megan Fox, and he said that himself, like, oh, thank you, boo.
Yeah, like, dang girl, why you ain't say you look like Megan Fox? Okay, bet.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah, no other time. Going in expecting, even if she says what she did, like, oh, it's just because of the blue hair.
You just can't put that in there because who's remembering that? I know, right? Blue. Who's stuck on that? Nobody.
Immediately he just sees his picture, bling, Megan Fox. Yeah.
So we got big boobs and we got, you know, a little figure and like this mysterious face.
And it's not just the direct of what she looks like, but Megan Fox has like an aura.
Yeah.
Of like sexuality. Just sex symbol.
I'm not doing that. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Will not put a sex symbol up that people have posters of her on their wall.
Right.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Not claiming. And I don't even care who runs up to tell me that.
If anything, you should like put someone who's like who you think like is less attractive than you. So when they see you, then they're pleased.
I mean, honestly, I was like,
I just wouldn't say anything.
Because I honestly don't even think anyone's ever, you know, said a little like a celebrity. And obviously she's in a different, you know, field of work where people would say something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, child. So anyway, so she picks Jimmy. And I'm just like,
she sees Jimmy first, which is important.
She sees Jimmy before Jimmy sees her.
No. In her when her meetings, she has her date with Jimmy first.
Okay. So that's what it is. She picks Jimmy first to go talk to Jimmy first.
I don't think she even chooses who comes in.
That's just who walked in.
Yeah.
I thought she walked in their room.
I think they both have I think the men move around and the women stay stationary.
So she was in her room. So Jimmy walked in first. And if you're like The Bachelor, you know, I was thinking, oh my gosh. So that means that
he's going home or not home.
Yeah, right. Exactly that. He's going home. So anyway, so I'm like, I would hope that he's first because she's breaking up with him. And that's what I said. And then I'm like, then he proposes. I was like, his proposal looks lackluster. And he keeps talking about how not good he is with expressing himself while he's talking about it. And she throws herself to the floor again.
Robin.
And I was just like, wasted time, I felt. I just was like, ugh. So she accepts. And now she goes to tell
like, I yelled. I was like, y'all are both so stupid. Both of you.
Dumb.
Making terrible decisions.
Yeah. So now she goes to tell Trevor how great he is, but she's picking old boy. And she says, I can't give you all of me right now. I was like, how weird. Why right now? What's later? What's going on? What do you mean?
You know, you never know how these things go. What you need to pause, she'll leave a little wiggle room.
Not a wiggle room, not a cliffhanger breakup. But, you know, in my opinion, Trevor's also cuter. But of course, I know she don't know that, but still.
Yeah.
So he asks her if she knows.
We do know that he's more of her type based on just like things that she said.
Yeah. And she's always happy, giggling, and sounds confident with him.
Whatever. That's the thing. He seems to bring out the most confident version of her, which even before we leave the pods with Jimmy, she always seems a little tense, a little stressed, a little sad. With Trevor, they're just laughing and having a good time and stuff. And
being herself without, what is it, like, I don't know.
I can't think of the right word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you not want a life of laughter and relaxation?
Right. And so that's what Trevor's basically asking her. He's like, he asks if she knows that Jimmy will make her happier. And she's like, she don't know. And so he's like, well, I've got questions. And he's like, if I had proposed first, would it have changed your mind?
and she doesn't answer, which is wild, crazy.
Crazy.
And then he's like, well, that's not a great answer for Jimmy's sake.
Yeah. And so then she's just like, the same thing. I just can't give you all of me right now.
If I were Jimmy and if they're still together and then I watch that, I would at the very least be debating a breakup.
Yeah.
Like, they could talk through it, but I'd be like, hold on.
And he's like, I tap my bracelet. You know? And he's like, I tap my bracelet 1,000 times today. And I don't even remember what she gave Jimmy. Did she give Jimmy anything? And then Jimmy was gross because he was like, I'm not getting anybody gifts until I know.
She did give Jimmy something, but I don't remember what it was. But it maybe wasn't he didn't open like it. This. Yeah. Yeah, definitely wasn't as cute and sentimental. Trevor and I firmly believe that if she went into his room first, she would have accepted his proposal.
Right, because she also said she was waiting for someone to propose to her first. And I don't know why Trevor didn't jump on it. I get that he wanted her to be able to explore her connections, but my goodness, Trevor.
But also,
you waited a little too long.
Do you want someone to marry you because you asked first?
No.
You want someone to marry you because they want to marry you.
Yeah.
So that was better in the end, but like, girl, you really fumbled. Like,
you fumbled, and then of course,
gag for you.
Right. And she's like, well, I just want you to know how hard it was for me. He's like, okay, Chelsea, bye. Because, like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, he was still nice about it. Don't get me wrong.
He did say he was like, I'm going to sit here for a while. And so you can just kind of go.
You can go ahead and leave. You won't.
Yeah. I felt really bad for him.
Yeah, for sure. And then we get on to good old Sarah Ann and Jeremy.
I said, Jeremy goes in to talk to Sarah Ann, parentheses, seriously, the least interesting trio.
Really, though, it seemed like it could have been better. This is all the clips y'all had? Like, what's going on?
Maybe they forgot to cut the camera on in their room for a minute. And it was like, oh, snap, my bad. But he basically says that he's not picking her, and she takes it extremely well. It was so strange. She was like, all right, cool, gotcha.
Dang,
she's like, anything in particular? And he was like, no. And she was like, all right, bet.
Have fun. It's been a great experience.
Yeah.
And then, I was like, dang, was she kind of hot? And he kind of not. So it's very interesting.
I think Jeremy's cute physically. No? Okay.
I mean, he's not ugly.
I think if I opened my little pod doors and I saw Jeremy, I wouldn't be upset.
He does work out. That is always a plus.
Yeah, and I like his glasses.
I do. I am a sucker for glasses. I just don't know what else I could say about not really.
I mean, he's not like, you know.
But I mean, like, Sarah Ann is like hot.
Yeah.
And so I think that's just the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy's not like Thor or anything, but I think he's cute. Okay.
You
know. All right. You know, whatever. Not to defend Jeremy. But
good Lord, y'all. I'm just kidding.
He's the bottom of the people who need defending. But Sarah Ann goes back to the women's quarters and tells Laura that it's her, and they hug, and they're both extremely cordial. This is so strange. Yeah. And
it's super strange. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, like
that's even, why I wanted them to show us more.
Yeah, because even if you're like being cordial, they really seem like, you know, hey girl, like it was so weird. Like, it was almost like, I can't even say for a job or something, because I would even be more upset, like, if I didn't get the job and the person next to me did. It was absurd. But good job, guys, I guess. But Laura tells her that she deserves the world and someone who wants to be with her 1,000%. And then Laura has her date with Jeremy and he proposes. Woo! Woohoo! All right, here we go. Here's the meet. Jimmy and Chelsea get ready to meet.
Oh, Lord.
And he's talking a little interview beforehand. He was like, the process has changed my opinion on whether or not looks are important. And he was like, and I'm sure that Chelsea is the one for me. I was like, boy,
girl.
Dad proposed to this girl, still thinking about Jessica.
Girl.
A mess.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Mess.
Once
again, if he didn't want to break up after he saw the Trevor situation, I would want to break up with her. Or if I were her, I want to break up when I saw that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the doors open. They meet each other. She seems very excited. He doesn't seem as excited because he was expecting Megan Fox.
You guys have to go back and watch it. I don't know. I'll try to find. I don't know if I want to use the photo. I don't want to be picking at the situation anymore. But there is a photo where he looks directly into the camera and it's just like a deadpan look of like, Really?
Yeah, and that's how he looked the whole time. He looked like he like a ghost was in him, like his spirit left his body for a moment. He's like, well, what happened? And yeah, and then he says to the camera, he was like, she lied to me about mm-hmm. what she looked like. She says mm-hmm. she looks like Megan Fox. And then he was like, I mean, I think she's gorgeous, but yeah. She doesn't look like Megan.
And he was like, it wouldn't matter anyway, but just saying.
But then she was like, oh my gosh, you're so, like back in person, you're so handsome, yeah. You're so handsome. She's excited. Kissing all of them.
He's just there.
He's just there. At some point, he does say you're gorgeous.
After he does, like, and I appreciated that he did say that. She is his height with like heels on. Yeah. And I mean, I ain't gonna be like she about to knock him over or nothing, but it was just like she was very like into it, and he, as a more standoffish, just seemed, you know, kind of taken aback. But she's like holding his face and everything. But I mean, he's holding it together.
We just can't help but wonder how he would have reacted if he wasn't expecting Megan Fox.
Absolutely. It could have just been cool. I love that our emotional connection has led me to find this gorgeous girl. And again, he's always said she was gorgeous from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, she says he loves her, or she loves him with her whole heart. And she kissed him. And, you know,
there you go.
And you know, basically she's like that, you know, he needed to hear that is what he was saying. And he says that he almost went home this morning though. So yeah. It's like, wait.
Yeah. My guy, Jimmy, he processes out loud, which a lot of people do, but he needs to like not, at least not in this scenario. Yeah. He says a lot of things that he should probably just keep inside, maybe tell a therapist, somebody, a best friend, but not his partner.
Yeah. Just maybe shush
at, that. At the very least, not in that moment.
Yeah.
That was all. It's like, on. Oh, great. Good to see you. Almost left. Like,
and he was like, oh, no. Just because the whole thing was just so draining and, you know, tiring. Mm-hmm. Nothing even against if, you, like, girl.
Even if. He could have told her that same thing, but phrased it in a way that sounded sweet. He could have said something along the lines of like, this process has been so difficult and I didn't think I would get through it, but just thinking about finally meeting you and seeing you carried me through. Like, that is sweet.
Or he could have said, I really was just wanting to like take you and sweep you off your feet this morning and leave.
Yeah.
But he did.
Two better options. Versus like, yeah, I was about to dip. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So she asked about like how, you know, that he was, you know, how is it like not against her or whatever? And he was like, no, he's happy. She says that she didn't want to hear that, obviously, about him wanting to leave. And he says, I feel like I can tell you anything. I don't like that line. I don't like that. Well, I can tell you anything, even if it hurts your feelings, because, you know, I'm just speaking my truth. No, please don't tell me that you're thinking about Jessica. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's a good theory, but mm-hmm. it's not excelling in practice. I think you should be able to discuss anything with your partner, but yeah. You should definitely think about your delivery.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And so then he turns into, you know, no, you're the reason that I'm here again. Me wanting to leave had nothing to do with you. And then I don't remember if he says this to the camera. I need to start adding that in my notes. I don't know if he said it to us or if he said it to her, but he's like basically that, you know, she lied, no, it was to us. That he basically says that she lied about how she looks, but says that, you know, he's still attracted to her and it doesn't matter. And he does finally tell her that he loves her. And he pulls out the ring. I was like, it took a long time. Honestly, yeah. Girl, I was like, wait, is he about to not propose?
I didn't even like notice that they didn't do the ring part until they went back and did. And I was like, oh, I thought we should have took care of this long time ago.
Yeah. So I really thought he was on the fence. And when he said he was almost going to leave this morning, or maybe he just wants them to date and not get engaged. Like, I thought he was about to say something like that.
Yeah. That would have been wild.
Yeah.
All right. Laura and Jeremy meet. It's fine. All right, now they're on their quote-unquote honeymoons. What do they call this section? Do they call it honeymoons?
It says honeymoons in the Dominican Republic. All right, you know what? I said that.
Yeah.
Because like, I think they do call it the honeymoon, though.
We'll call it romantic. Okay, we'll just call it honeymoon. That's fine. We start with Chelsea and Jimmy, and he's like, I totally forgot what you looked like. And he's just like, what? And then he was like, you didn't forget what I look like? And she was like, no, I remembered what you look like. And then they're like talking, and then he was like, I have a bone to pick with you. And she's like, what? And then she was like, I heard you went back and told everyone that I said, I love you. And then she was like, no. First she was like, I didn't tell anyone. And she was like, well, I told Still Laura. Yeah. And then, yeah. And then she was like, I didn't know she was gonna like run and tell Jessica. I just like whispered it to her afterwards. And he was like, well, I didn't, you know, have a decision yet when I told you that, which would make me not feel great.
And once again, still picking at her ego or confidence or whatever it may be.
Yes, like, Jimmy, please process internally. Because like, why would you tell her that? So it's like, I told you I loved you, but still might have been willing to leave you. That's not a good message.
Makes no sense. Zero sense. It was just, once again, rocky as hell.
Yeah, and then he, like, recaps his last conversation with Jessica again, and then he was like, and so, how terrible that went, you know, made me pick you. It's like, that's not what I want to hear.
Once again, not picking me for me, bud.
Yeah, and he was like, well, you know, we're together now, and that's all that matters.
Like, all right. Yeah, I don't know what he's going for in this. He needs to remember what he should say to America and what he should say to her. And then yeah. like deal with the consequences later.
And then like what he should not say. Don't they have like journals? Just don't
say. Wait till you get home, I guess, if you have to say it to someone. I don't know. Yeah. But then we move on to Jeremy and Laura, and Jeremy's all loving and awkward and silly, and she seems good with it. Even though
that is not what my note says. My
I said he already tried to be annoying, but she seemed to be accepting of it.
I said he seems kind of goofy and playful. She doesn't seem into it/him.
Funny, interesting.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, she do not like this man. And which I wanted to note, when she's made her pros and cons list, it was all like, you know, very important substantive things like mm-hmm. religion, you know, how you think about politics, blah, blah, blah. But the things that make you love a person are the little quirky, weird things that make them who they are. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the things that are on her cons list are the things that make him who he is. Like, he's a kind of jokester, geeky, not even geeky, but, you know, like mm-hmm. a jokey, playful guy who likes Hawaiian shirts. And yeah. she's like, not loving all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. And then we move on to Johnny and Amy. I have high hopes for them. I love them. They're cute. They seem like mom and dad vibes.
Yeah, I feel bad because I don't like have anything to say about them, but just because they don't have like any problems, they're just like, oh, okay, there they are, cute. Okay.
Yeah, there they go, be a cute new thing. AD and Clay, they've got champagne and tequila by the hot tub, so they are lit and having a great time, and it's cute.
He says her in a bathing suit is wowzers.
I know, but then he says, but I don't want to, you know, only sexualize her, and I was like, oh, yay. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, so what about the wedding ring? So he's like, what about guys? Do I get, like, basically he was like, do I get an engagement ring too? Or
I was like, Clay knows nothing about weddings.
He's like, I don't know, just tell me. I ain't sure. But yeah. I love that he's not afraid to ask, not afraid to, you know. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you've never been to a wedding, watched one on TV? Nothing?
Not all people in your family were married. I don't know. Brittany and Kenneth, they seem like they could have a cute little life. And I was like, oh, she was coming for his black man long shower.
But here he says, I feel like they've never lived with a partner before. Probably not, because they're very religious and also young. Mm-hmm. But he said, I want us every night to unpack our day before bed. And we discuss what went well, what didn't go well, how we're feeling, and how we're feeling about each other. I said, that is a very cute idea. But when you get into bed after, you know, living life.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to have this full breakdown. It's like, sir, it is 11:30. I have to wake up at 6. I need to go to sleep.
Listen, I didn't even pause it to try to get it. So I'm so glad that you wrote that line down. I was like, when he said it, I forgot it. So I'm like, how in the world are we supposed to remember to do this every night? I don't even remember past the first question.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, this is going to last. Like, if it lasts past this honeymoon, I'd be impressed.
Yeah, and she was all into it, though, which is cute.
It is cute in theory. I just don't think it'll work in practice. I think this is something that you can do every day. I do not think you can do it right before you go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Jimmy, I mean, we don't normally go for people's looks and stuff. I think that this season has just been such a weird season.
They've talked more about looks in this season.
Now, this one, though, I think is me, because Jimmy looked old, and I forgot he was 27.
He does look older than 27. He doesn't, I wouldn't say he looks old, like, in a general sense of age.
Yeah, not, like, but elderly, but
I would give him, like, 32, 33, if I saw
Nah, he's in his 40s.
Oh, no.
Anyways, she was just, what is she? Sorry. It's like, I said, she just brothered him. She was like, yeah, come here, brother.
Oh, and yeah.
He didn't like that.
Which I feel that. Like, that would be, like, don't talk to me like that, like I'm one of your homies.
Yeah, especially like not right first thing in the beginning. If y'all weren't doing that in the pods as a good, you know, yay, kiki or whatever.
Yeah, like if that wasn't already an inside joke. Actually,
if we're trying to be like, hey, look at me, cutesy, remember? Here, mm-hmm. Your loving wife and stuff.
Yeah. Or like, it'll be like if my husband called me bruh, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, like I remember, you know, Jez like doing that one time and then he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bruh you. I'm like, I mean, it's fine, but like I appreciate it at the same time. You know, that. Like, let's not do that. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's just funny. And she knows that it bothers him, but she just, I don't know. It seems like there's a disconnect between them. So she's just trying to make it funny, I guess. With
yeah.
Trevor, it might have been funny, but here we are with Jimmy.
I feel like Trevor would have found that funny.
Yeah.
I say that like I know Trevor personally. Like, oh yeah.
Girl,
like
I know, right? We know Trevor. Like, totally Trevor. girl, so why she asked him? Why she be asking this man these questions? She asked him, what is the first thing he noticed about her? They laying in the bed, by the way, setting the scene. At the end of the day, everybody's in the shower.
Yeah. Did he say, I rewound it a few times and I couldn't make it out. I should have just put on the captions. Did he say you have big teeth?
No, he said he's going to keep it PG and say teeth. And then
was that
she
sexual?
Says, huh?
Was that teeth? Sexual? Yeah.
No, not that okay. I know of.
All right, because I thought he said you have big teeth, which I was like, I wouldn't want to hear that.
No, we're moving on. But she was like, well, that's not like a nice answer. She was like, eyes, I know your eyes, like that's a nice answer. So she was like wanting it to be more, you know, sexy or kind and warm. Mm-hmm. So then he was like, okay, well then fine. He's like, big boobs. And then she was like, eyes, your eyes. Again, that's a nice answer. And so,
well, he tried to skip the boobs one. Okay, I get it now because I really thought he said big teeth, which I wouldn't like. However, someone told me I had nice teeth. I don't think I'd have a problem with that.
No, but yeah, she really wanted him to mention her eyes, girl.
Yeah, my parents paid a lot for braces. If you want to compliment my teeth, please do. So yeah, she was definitely expecting a certain answer, but then that's a major setup in relationships and life.
Yeah.
Don't ask a question like, hoping for a specific answer.
And again, another one of those things that could have just been initiated by him to be like, you know, the first thing I noticed about you, or, hey, I just love your eyes. You know, that was the first thing I noticed about you. Not probing for.
Yeah, like let him say what he has to say.
Or if you do want to probe for it, just be like, do you like my eyes?
Yeah. How they doing for you?
So then he says that he liked her in the pop. Yeah, he says he liked her in the pods and she asks if he likes her now. And she says, and she's not sure if he does. And he says he fell in love with her and says things aren't awkward with her. And I was like, well, it makes sense because he just wasn't ready to be a stepdad.
But yeah,
with how young he is, because I forgot he was 27. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And yeah, that takes us to episode 6.
Episode 6.
Yeah, where it says feeling uncomfy.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Look at that. Mm-hmm. I jumped straight to AD and Clay's discussion about fitness.
Dang, girl, you skipping.
Yeah, I felt like whatever it was.
Whoa, you skipped. Yeah. Good, but it's okay. It was nothing major. It's literally, I'll just run down it real quick. It's day 2 of the honeymoon. Amy and Johnny say that their physical connection is an 11 out of 10. Chelsea and
yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah, I told you I had like no notes for Amy and Johnny. I was like, they didn't do anything.
Clay and AD seemed like they had a cute little morning after. Laura and Jeremy, they said the snoring wasn't an issue. He has a CPAP machine. And he's wearing cuter glasses.
No, she
or he's cuter without glasses on. Sorry. And I was like, how stereotypical, but he is. And that's the thing that comes up with Laura later.
But homeboy has to see.
I know. And that was always my thing. I'm like, why?
And we're both sitting here with our glasses on.
I know. I don't know if I just said that and that's why I throw stereotypical, you know what I mean? Like, to myself, I guess. I don't know. I hate when people say that, but it's true sometimes. But anyways, some people look cuter with glasses on. That's Kenneth true. And Brittany are all cute and giggly. Amy and Johnny again, they just seem like two peas in a pod, goofy and it really into each other. And Kenneth and Brittany get a couple's massage. Okay, go.
I want a massage like that. It looks
they so were 24 nice and 25 peaceful. Though. That's crazy. I do love a beach massage as everything.
Yeah, they're so young, but they don't seem as young as they are.
They don't. They actually seem more emotionally mature than some of the others.
Yeah, which is probably why they're like, we can get
married. Yeah, and like, because I think Chelsea's like 30.
Yeah, she is.
And 30. So is Jessica, I think.
Mm, yeah, she's in that ballpark for sure. Mm. All right, so AD and Clay. Yeah, so they're sitting and eating, and then he tries to offer her like a drink or something. She was like, I don't eat pointless calories. And he was like, why? You have a great body. Which I was like,
that's the point. Hello, that's how she got it.
Exactly. And I was like, do men, or I won't put all men, because I think a lot of men realize this is not the case. But does he just think that a woman with a nice body just like looks like that automatically? While some do.
Oh, of course.
But most people don't, especially not when you're in your 30s.
He doesn't know.
You might have it like that naturally when you're like teen, early 20s. But you hit like that 25, 6, 7.
Yeah.
All you got to start working like, for it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I was like, he probably doesn't know that part of it yet, which is funny.
Yeah. But so she's like, you know, I look great because I work hard to look like this. And then he was like, well, I won't let you get out of shape. And he was like, I'm gonna tell you to get your ass in that gym. She was like, whoa, you're not nice. Gonna tell me like this.
Not nice.
And he was like, he seems like, you see this conversation on like the internet a lot, where it's like, your man should be able to, you know, tell you to work out, you know, to motivate you and stuff. And it's like, I feel like there's some space for that.
Like an accountability partner, you know, if you said that that's what y'all are going to do, cool, but not right. Like a get your ass in that gym, girl, no thank you, I don't like the way you just spoke to me, I'll never get in the gym again.
Right. For spite, I'm gonna gain like 70 pounds, now what? And then she mentioned, she was like, and one day, you know, we're gonna have children and my body's gonna change and stuff. And then he was like, well, I'm gonna still tell you to get up in that gym. And now neither of them have children yet. When you are postpartum, obviously everyone's different, but for a large swath of women who have children, that beginning period is very difficult physically, emotionally, mentally. You're sleep deprived. You're not going to be trying to get up in a gym so you can, you know, make your husband feel.
Right. Because not for me, us, just for health purposes, none of that.
Right.
Literally, like just
you can like, show off my butt in tight stomach. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you better show off, let me get some sleep. That's what you better show off.
Exactly. You better take this baby so I can lay down. So I was like, that will definitely not work right after she had a baby. I mean, obviously, at some point, you get back into your groove.
Of course, like more but we're not talking about no immediate snapback for what? Why? Let her live. Give her a break. Yeah. Good Lord.
If I were freshly postpartum.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, get your ass in that gym. I don't know if my kids would have two parents still.
You know, I mean, like, that's the way it really, like, sounds. And not just for you, but, like, for anyone to hear that. It's just, it is harsh. It's harsh just plain speak. It's harsh without kids in the picture. And then kids in the picture, postpartum hormones everywhere. Duh.
Yeah.
Go. So, go.
If y'all are still together, Clay, don't do that.
But, you know, Clay, you're going to learn from this. I hope a lot of people tuned in and saw this and, you know, you're learning from it and everything. I did forget. Go ahead.
I think Clay, which I might be stupid. I said, I'm glad I'm not dating because I might be susceptible to fuckboys if I was.
Oh, God.
Because I was like, I feel like Clay is a good guy inside.
I mean, okay, so no, I'm not saying he's not. I think he's a good guy who's trying. But I will say this about the good guy who's trying, right? If you were a reformed fuckboy and you are now trying to be a good guy, it depends on your character as to how long you can sustain that. And if you cannot sustain that, if your character will not allow you to sustain this good guy image or persona, then you're going to go right back to your ways.
Yeah. which I was like, I could see myself getting caught up with the clay. You're like, no, he's working on it.
I will say, I know, like every now and then with AD, I'm like, I don't know, AD, I don't know. But in the beginning, I used to be very like cutthroat, if you will. Like they would say anything to me wrong, but oop, nope, nope, nope. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'm doing too much. Let me like try and talk. And then as soon as I lowered my standards, here goes a Pokemon. Boom, bam. Oh, see, this is exactly why they were, my walls were high. So I don't know. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I did so either way. Mention. I did forget to mention Laura and Jeremy before I skip to AD. Like my mind, they have a little block, a paragraph, and my mind blocked it out real quick. They were playing some sporty type game with a bow and arrow, and she gives him
one. Know this at all.
And then they talk about like what she is like accepting of him and whatnot. So she's like, he can have one motorcycle, and he basically needs to get rid. I don't know if she talks about the Hawaiian shirts here, but she does want him to get rid of his Hawaiian shirts. He does work in construction, in the construction industry. And Laura says that he's so corny, but she's also been waiting on a guy who's handier than her. And he seems like he's one who can be handy around the house. And she asks if he has anything. Okay, never mind. I don't understand what I wrote.
I forgot this whole conversation.
Yeah. They were sitting down talking. And then she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she was like, is there anything on his list of hers that she can't do? So she's limiting him to one motorcycle. And he's like, no, you're good. You're 10 out of 10. I'm good. I don't need it. I don't need to put no restrictions on you.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in Clay and AD's talk about once they get past the gym situation where she's like, you're not going to talk to me about that like that. She says, like, you need to work on your delivery. And he was like, you know what? You've pushed me to do better. You motivate me to do better. And it was like that in the pods. And I love that you're still doing that. And then she asked if he's gone to therapy. And he said he wants to do relationship therapy. And then she talks about her experience with therapy and how it's changed her life. And basically, she was in a cycle of bad relationships. And she was like, I need to get to the root cause of why I keep doing this. And it was really sad. She said everything in her life she's worked hard for and she deserves and she's gotten it. But she hasn't gotten love. So as a result, she feels like she doesn't deserve it. And I was like, AD, no, honey, that's it. You still deserve love. You just haven't found, well, hopefully, Clay's her person. But if he's not, you just haven't found them yet. But Clay, I liked his response here, which is how I would get caught up. He was like, no, you're absolutely deserving of love. And he tells like all the wonderful things about her and stuff. And so it was a really cute moment. And she talks about how she was like worried about walking down the aisle without her father and like walking down alone. And he was like, our marriage and wedding can be whatever we want it to be. So, you didn't have the best relationship with your father and he's gone now, but you have this beautiful relationship with your brothers and you can essentially like choose who are the special important people in your life. And we don't have to do things the traditional way. And I just thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. So he does really have some great moments and I'm rooting for you, Clay. I just don't like the regular, and like we talked about before in the other episodes, where that person was like, well, he just said he was a terrible person, a bad person. It's like, what is going on? Are you telling us something that you're telling us are red flags and we should run? Or if you're just really hard on yourself, like, what is it?
Yeah, I think he doesn't even know. I think he's working it out live.
Okay. Yeah, which is very interesting. But I think counseling in general is good. When he says couples counseling or whatever, or relationship, I'm like, yes, Clay, but I hope you also would want to do the independent individual one too.
I also think that could be like a gateway into that. Like once he can see the benefits for the relationship, he can be like, huh. And I'm sure probably if they do it and like conversation will come out and he'll start to learn things about himself. It's like, oh, maybe I should work out this other stuff.
Yeah.
And this was helpful. Let me do that, with this too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now we get to your faves, Jimmy and Chelsea. He seems committed. I was like, oh, okay.
I do think he is committed. I think he said, this is my decision.
I'm sticking with
this is what I'm doing.
And I'm not worried about
him. And
But yet, of course, Chelsea, the way that she gets around him, a little insecure, she is still concerned on whether or not he likes her. Which is like, good Lord, now. We shouldn't keep having this conversation on the honeymoon after he already proposed to you. Here's the thing. You should have just never said the Megan Fox thing. I know you know now. I know you know. But I'm just saying, if it was just you as you were, maybe you'd feel differently. Because now it's in your head.
It's all in her head. She talks about being nervous about being in front of him in a bathing suit for the first time. And then they talk about their types, and she is actually his type. And then, dark hair, I guess blue eyes or whatever. He said he hasn't dated a girl with tattoos and piercings, but, like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just hadn't met a girl with tattoos. It's not like I was saying, no, stay away. Mm-hmm. And she said she's worried that his mom won't accept them, which
just like, where is this coming from?
Yeah. And then this is where she mentioned that she's been cheated on, and it makes her worry about little things. And then she was like, but you validate me so much that it's not a logical fear. I just want you to be certain that you are 100% in your pick. And so I was like, all right, this is.
It's Chelsea. Already becoming acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Jimmy could have done things to help the situation, but she's also not helping the situation.
It's like she saw everything that we saw, or she started thinking about everything that we saw and was thinking about after they got engaged. Instead right. of while we were like in the pods, like, girl, oh, no, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You was too busy throwing yourself to the floor and crying.
I was like, Chelsea needs someone who's like, overly affirmative, like, yeah, not. I think Jimmy, this does. I think this comes up in this section, so I'll save it for later. But I think she needs someone who gives a lot of affirmation, like, not just your standard, like, oh, you look beautiful today, good morning, mm-hmm. blah, but like constant. Mm-hmm. Like, how's you're the most beautiful woman in the world? Kisses,
by the way. I don't know why. It's just cracking me up. That is just hilarious, especially because you're only doing it on their air. Just great. But yes, I do, I guess, agree. But I don't know that she felt like she needed that with Trevor. That's all I'm saying. It just depends on the partner and what they bring at you.
That's true. Think.
Yeah. But it also could really very much depend on the person. She could have very well acted the same way with Trevor. I know.
Wish we could do like a choose your own adventure and see both.
That would be so cool. And yeah. Like that. But unfortunately,
I had a people. Amazing idea. So Kinetic, if I see this, I will charge you. that seeing. They put out the show and different people receive different edits. So like, sorry, I thought I heard crying. But yeah, so people see different edits of the show.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so you know how you can make someone the villain or the hero, yeah. or you can like make it seem like, you know, someone's more connected when they're not. So they should do that. And it's like, watch the discourse and like the online debates, which is yeah. like go insane. And then I think at some point there should be a way to like watch the other edits, like after you finish yours or something. But I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. So if you're done here, we'll move on to the couples meeting up finally.
Yeah, yeah.
So Brittany is calling it right about Jimmy sounding better than he looks, which is hilarious. That was how I thought, because everyone was like, oh, Jimmy. I'm like, girl, no. And then I put, you know, she and Kenneth, Brittany and Kenneth are too cute and everything.
Mm-hmm. She says she feels safe with him.
Yeah.
Exactly what she expected. That's a great, way to feel.
Jeremy had to show up to the beach wearing some regular clothes and no in contacts.
Yeah.
Laura says so.
Poor thing.
Chelsea says, so they talk, the girls talk about, you know, sex and if they, anybody got physical or whatever. And Chelsea says that Jimmy is huge, which huge. I do not believe.
Huge. As wide as the dang on cup. Okay, so girl. Yeah, like, I mean, not that I've been looking at everybody's thing in the world, but nobody's thing is the width of a wine glass. Like, that's the thing. She oversold the Megan Cox. She's overselling Jimmy's manhood. Yeah, like,
I'm there's sure no Jimmy's, reason to do that.
Yeah,
there's
I'm no sure he's do that. Perfectly fine in that sure. area. And he maybe even above fine. Average.
Why? Sure. Why would we be talking about it, though? And that's the also first thing we're talking about. Because no one else said anything.
Yeah, and it's like also okay. They haven't known these people this long, but this is like the person you want to marry and you're supposed to love or whatever.
Yeah,
I would not be out with my girlfriends talking about my husband in that much of a descriptive way.
Yeah, I think she is a little emotionally immature. And I think this is when I'm realizing it now. But that would make sense as to why the other issues have occurred with her.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that was wild.
Don't love it.
Yeah.
Jimmy says that his relationship is the smoothest out of all. So both of them are doing this ridiculous thing. He's like, my relationship is the smoothest out of all, y'all. I can tell y'all that right now. Why would you able to say that?
No. Nope. You don't even know that. You haven't seen them.
No. And also, like, we all know that that's Johnny and Amy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if we talking.
Anyone can see that.
So I didn't get why that was so necessary to say. Clay talks about AD and everyone says that they're a good match. Of course, I love seeing the relationships, and Jimmy and Chelsea are sitting there, but apparently Jimmy didn't say I love you to Chelsea that day, that afternoon, that evening. I'm not sure which one.
And so, did she say that? I don't remember that.
And she was telling him that, like, at the bar, they were having this discussion. Whoa.
I got so distracted by the next part.
Right. And he looked over at AD and he's like, that woman, I'm sorry, but that woman is. And then he was like, well, no, I'm not going to say it or something. And she's like, no, it's okay, babe. I agree. You can say it. He was like, stacked. And so I just thought breasts. I didn't even realize they were talking about her behind.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yo, AD, how'd you get your butt look like that? I'm like, what is going on? There's a lot happening. But basically, Chelsea says, like, she was trying to hide her embarrassment and upsetness.
Which,
by now, basically bringing AD into this awkward situation.
Right.
Her feel objectified.
And you made it, like, a thing. Because, like, not only does she say it to AD, she said it loudly so everyone hears. It's not like she even went straight to AD. So now this has become, like, a big thing. I think Chelsea wants to be the cool girl.
Yes.
But she's not the cool girl. Because there are couples out there who are, like, you know, they'll check out women together, men together, what have you. And I think she thinks that's, like, the cool girl thing to be. And, you know, AD has a very noticeable figure.
Yeah. You could look at her and be like, dang, she's beautiful with, like, passing. But, like, now you're telling me you're staring at her ass. What the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, but also, like, Jimmy, why would you tell her that?
Also that. She's already from the top of the honeymoon. As soon as you've seen her, are you good? Are you happy? Are you okay? Am I enough?
Yeah, like, you have to.
But he was also drunk. True. Everybody was kind of wasted.
True. But, like, you got to read energy. Like, obviously, they don't know each other for real. Like, they do, but they don't. Like, some stuff you can only pick up in person, body language, energy, etc. But you just see that she's, like, a little uncomfy. If anything, you know, like, recap it later.
Yeah.
Like, I had such a great time with you, but just want to point out AD? Wow. And then she could be like, yeah, wow, I know, right? Or something like
you
that.
You know she was still going to be sad about that. I mean, it wouldn't have had to be such a publicly embarrassing situation, but she could have still taken it later on that day and made it so. I don't know. But in the moment, that was really awful.
And then, as a result, Jimmy goes and talks to Chelsea. So I saw this AD. Two different ways. Yeah, my bad. AD, which I think I just, like, I saw it almost like from Chelsea's point of view the first time I watched it, and then I saw from Jimmy's point of view the second time. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy is like, you know, hey, I just want to say hi, because, like, I don't think they'd even met yet.
So right.
Like, oh, sorry, that was awkward, blah, blah, blah. And AD, she's like, oh, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. Chelsea in the background is so
seething,
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, terribly so. And so I've gathered that AD is just kind of like one of those people that people gravitate to and is very, like, charming and people want to talk to her. So they're having like a nice back and forth conversation, which Chelsea, it doesn't seem like she can hear because they're talking about their relationships. And so he was saying, like, you know, how great Clay is and how things are going great with him and Chelsea. But Chelsea's just watching this, like, so he thinks her body's banging and now he's gonna go over and talk to her
and flirting with her, I'm sure, and just like, and nope, just chatting.
So it's like, he wasn't saying anything wrong, but also it's like, dude, you have got to start picking up on her signals a little better.
Yeah,
or like, bring her over with you, like, oh, hey,
right,
something.
Or just don't, actually just say, hey, dude, sorry about that, nice to meet you, and keep talking to Chelsea the rest of the night if you don't want your night to end poorly.
But it was just so rough. Yeah,
too much going on. Chelsea and Amy. So Chelsea's now crying to Amy, basically saying she was joking. She was trying to joke around to make the situation better, less uncomfy. But she was like, she's still not sure. And Amy says, she sees not it. Yeah. And Chelsea's like, she doesn't want to have to question it, but she knows he cares, but somehow isn't, like, I guess, giving her everything she needs or the validation she wants.
Yeah, I will say that in watching Jimmy, he says what needs to be said, but I don't feel it. And I don't think Chelsea feels it either.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think he says all the words, but you can feel when someone is, like, you know, into you, ideally.
Yeah.
You can tell the vibes, and it's just not there. Yeah. All right. And then Kenneth chats with AD, and they talk about him being with a white woman. And she asks if he typically dates white girls, and we learn that this is the first one. And then he talks about, you know, she blew me away, she's really great. And then AD's like, okay, well, that's great. And then she mentions that they're going to have to raise black children, and if he thinks Brittany is capable or, like, down for that, and if she realizes what comes along with that. And then he's like, well, you know, I'm very pro-black. And AD was like, you can still be pro-black and date white, yeah, but just want to make sure that, you know, it's something that she's thought about and is aware of and can handle.
Yeah.
And then he says, like, you know, I feel safe with her. I have a lot of love for her. And she's like, okay, great. I'm glad, you know, that's the situation.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty good. Go ahead.
Oh, did you have another thing about Okay. Mm-mm. Next, I said we have the bean dip situation.
Yes.
First, that's before what we dig into that, have you heard?
No. Heard of it. Would never want to participate. Would think that's ridiculous. It's a gross, I guess, quote unquote, cool girl thing too that Laura's trying to do. That was dumb and ridiculous. And I can't believe she actually did that to AD. So basically, Laura flipped AD's breast up and down. Like, I didn't even understand it. Like,
yeah, I don't fully
understand. Popped it up and down. I don't know. Ridiculous. Yeah. But that's what she did in the women's quarters. Okay, cool, whatever, ha ha ha. But somehow, for whatever reason, they're going on the beach, and Laura, like, joked to, what's that boy name? Jeremy to do it to AD. And Brittany confirmed it, because, you know, she was like, I didn't say that. She was like, yeah, huh, you did say
that. Yeah. And then, so, this, like, AD is talking to the guys, and this is where it comes up. And then she was like, no, it's like, you know, that's like a thing that we did. And Clay is like, hold on, wait, you're gonna try and do what to my
He's like, no, I would never. That's what Jeremy said.
And then so Jeremy's like embarrassed, and he's like, Laura told me to do it. Now Laura's mad. She's like, I didn't actually think you would talk about it. Which, one, that's something that you just learn when you learn a person, where you're like, okay, this was something between us,
right?
But also, like, why? It was just kind of a mess. This is like,
right,
remember I said Laura's messy? It's just like little messy things going on.
Yeah, this is true.
In Jeremy's defense, he does apologize, and the alcohol is very present.
It is.
Yeah, because he apologized. He's like, you know, I'm sorry. It's just something that she mentioned.
Everyone's eyes are glossy and their faces are red.
It was very strange, and it was like, oh, but I did like that Laura, AD eventually goes over and talks to Laura about it. And he's like, and then Clay was, you know, overreacting. And she's like, no, he wasn't overreacting. He was reacting appropriately with the information that he had. It was like, we know it's a joke, but he's hearing about this for the first time. You just, like, told your fiance to, like, flip his fiance's breast. Like, no, that's not cool. So I was like, good, stand up for your man. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, Jeremy sits over with Laura and I think Chelsea. And first I noticed this, and then they're talking about, I don't even know what they were talking about. And then he was like, oh, y'all over here talking shit. And she was like, no, I'm not, but I'm pretty sure they were. And then she was like, well, I'm going to have a word with you later. And then he was like, and she was like, because why would you say that to Clay and AD? That was clearly like a joke that was supposed to be with us. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I'm ready to go home. And then it was like, to the room, he was like, no, I want to go home. And I was like, all right.
That ruined the evening.
Yeah. And then if you want to make a good evening worse, we go back to Jimmy and Chelsea's room.
Good Lord. They are earning all their little cash, ain't they?
Right. And they both ask each other what's wrong, which I thought was weird. He asked Chelsea if she was good. And she was like, yeah. And then she asked him, what's wrong? And he's like, nothing. And he was like, I don't believe you. And I was like, so clearly you weren't being truthful when you said
push further.
Yeah. And then so she talked about, like, how all the other couples were all cuddled up at the thing, and she was there alone the whole time. And I was like, that's not true. I could just see, like, from the background that that's like a lot of people were, you know, dispersed. I think a lot of times the guys were together and the girls were together, like people were talking to other people's matches. Like, it wasn't a couples party, and she was just standing by herself.
Right.
But then she also mentioned the AD comment made her uncomfortable, and then how he spun her around to look at her body.
Did we see that? Did he do that?
He said he didn't do it, and it was not shown on camera.
Okay, I was wondering. I was like, what?
I was like, okay, Chelsea's.
I was like, not you letting the alcohol talk.
Yeah, the stories are getting a little bigger. And then, but she did say she was like, you know, it made her feel icky. And the fact that he couldn't read the room made her sad. Also, I know she was drunk, but her voice here was so whiny.
Also, like, you're the one who couldn't read the room. Why did you say it out loud and bring attention to it and cause a scene?
Also that. It was just a mess. And then she was like, everyone talked about how good their connections were. And he was like, I talked to everyone all night about how good our connection was. And she was like, well, everybody was, you know, kissing each other. And he was like, I kissed you more than anyone else kissed their
that
girl.
That was also so weird. Why is this a weird comparison, Jimmy? Like I said, he walked on the beach. Like, oh, yeah, we got the smoothest relationship ever. It's just us. We're the only ones who do it. Like, what?
Yeah. How they're you know? Both. This is so much. They're not compatible. How about that? Like, that's just what it is. But he said, you know, I felt so good in our connection that I didn't feel the need to be by your side all night. But, you know, sorry about that. So I think that, like, Chelsea's, I see both sides because I watched it twice and I saw, like, once from, not even on purpose, but once from his perspective and once from hers. One, he kept trying to answer each thing she said before she could finish talking. Mm-hmm. And, like, that would have bothered me because I'm like, let me get out my point before you start, like, saying what you have to say. And then, she was also, like, seeing the situation where it doesn't seem like it was completely accurate. Like, and it could be, you know, like, drunk memory or whatever, but it seemed like, you know, this is where I was coming back to. She needs like an intense amount of validation and stuff. Like, I think she needed to be like Amy and Johnny, where they seemed to be together the whole entire time. But even then, you saw Amy talk to the girls. But yeah. It seemed like she needed Jimmy to be like right here, glued to her hip.
I didn't see like where she went to him and he like walked off. Like, I don't know. So, I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have also just been like, hey, Jimmy, chat with me. Or let's walk over here. Whatever.
Yeah.
But again, if she wants to be pursued, I get it.
Yeah. But then she was like, this conversation is making me mad. And you said hurtful comments and I just need you to take it.
Yeah. That was a really weird argument. So she wanted to argue, but she wanted to be the only one saying something. And then he sit there and apologize for what she said. And that was it.
Yeah, that's like a beratement. You can't.
Don't say anything. But you're right. I remember her voice this way. And it was, honey, yeah. What's going on, girl?
Yeah, work on that, girl.
Goodness.
And then he said she was treating him unfairly, which I will agree. Because while her feelings are valid, I think what she was trying to say, but was trying to like have bullet points for examples, which may not have been the best examples, was like, I just wanted to feel more affection and love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's probably just what she should have said instead of trying to be like, well, so-and-so gave their girlfriend 15 kisses and you only gave me 10 or whatever. Right.
Yeah, they seemed way too obsessed with the other couples about, mm-hmm. you know, what is this weird comparison game? And he's like, yeah. I'm the happiest person here.
Right.
Like, calm down.
But then she ends it with like, when he says, you're treating me unfairly, she was like, I love you. And then I was like, okay, weird way to end the argument. Y'all didn't resolve anything, but sure. And then He says, I love you too. And she was like, are you sure? And he
was like, I'll always tell you I
love you.
I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm just, you know, I'm tossing everything at that point. That's enough. I can't believe I ended on that note. Cause like y'all really got me. That's it.
Yeah. And that's also where the episode ended. So
yeah, it was great.
We will be back soon for the next set of episodes. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Yeah, we love that y'all tune in. Make sure you check in with us at Must Watch with Wine on Instagram. Mm-hmm. At Must Watch W. Wait, Must. Ooh, is it Must Watch W?
Wine.
Or yeah. Must
Watch W Wine?
Okay. The width is the W, and that's why. Yeah. And I haven't even been drinking tonight. Sorry. All right. I haven't said this part in a minute. Must Watch W Wine on X, Twitter. Email us at mustwatchwithwine@gmail.com.
And we will holler at y'all again soon. Bye.
Later. Bye.